Shalom, this is Nade Patel El Leon, and today I am hoping you are doing well. And I'm reading from this scripture, Genesis 2, verse 19. It says, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof." Now, there is a reason for this scripture, but before we go on, may we pray. Father God, we thank you and we come before you and we give you all the praise and all the grace and everything. We bow before you, we cast our crowns before you, and we say thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for giving us an receptive mind and a receptive spirit to hear your word. We are inviting you into our midst to hear us and to activate your word in us in places where we have neglected from this moment forward. Father, you know the needs of my listeners. You know what they are going through. So right now I decree and I declare that your word will reach them at the point of their need and will do amazing exploits and miracles in their lives of whatever they need in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Now, there is a reason why I gave you this scripture, Genesis 2, verse 19. You know, everything in this world has a name. And without a proper name, you cannot know how to address it or what to make of it. You have a name. When you were born, you were given a name. Whether it's a good name or a bad name, it's a name nonetheless. And it's a tradition that was started by God Himself. He gave Adam the ability, the opportunity to name everything and to see what he will name them, you know. God could have named everything, but he gave that authority to Adam, the first man. You have been given that authority to call the things that are not as if they are. Because the word of God said in the book of Mark 11, 23, that if you tell this mountain to move into the sea, and you do not doubt, it will surely move into the sea. And it also tells us in 24 that whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe, and ye shall receive it. So, this is telling you one thing about God. God has so much faith in man. God has more faith in us than we have in ourselves. He has given us authority and power in our tongue. And whatever we speak with our tongue, it shall be established. See, everything that you see in this world was named by man. So, today I'm giving you something. Whatever is causing you stress in your body, in your life, in your business, in your marriage, in your situation, in everything, has a name. So, why don't you change the name of that thing to name it how you really want it to be? For instance, you have poverty as a problem. Why don't you say that I'm no longer poor? This is just temporary and I'm going to overcome because the Lord has said that He will provide everything that I need. Why do you keep on calling your eye problem my eye problem? My diabetes, my knee pain, my that is not yours. It belongs to the enemy. So, why can't you say that this situation is temporary? I don't know what is going on with me, but I know that the word of God says that let the weak say, I am strong. Therefore, from this day forward, I am no longer weak. I am no longer disadvantaged. My eyes are seeing better than it's seeing. I no longer have cataracts. It doesn't mean that you don't have these things. It just means that start changing your vocabulary. Change your vocabulary, and it will be so eventually. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not yet seen. I'm not saying you should be a fool and stop taking your medications and all of that. Continue to take your medications because that is the responsible thing to do. But while you are doing those things, I'm telling you, do not forget to apply the spiritual, because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in truth and in spirit. You are made of a human body, which falls sick and fall broken and have emotional pain and emotional struggle and all of those things. You get hurt and all of these things are going on in your life. But then you have another part of you, which is your soul. Your soul is what connects you to your spirit, you see. Your body and your spirit are disconnected. But the soul connects both of them together. The day you die, your soul is still going to be there, but your spirit will move on to the Lord. The soul is where your emotions are. The day you die, the emotions yield to the spirit. You know that, right? And then the body becomes just a dead body. So, while you are still alive and you are still able, I want you to begin to speak positive things. If you don't have a job, why don't you begin to speak proactively? I have a job. Thank you, Lord, for a job. I have a job. I want you, as a matter of fact, take a pen and a paper and write down the type of job you want to see and begin to thank God for that. You need a wife. Why don't you write it down and begin to thank God for a godly wife? You know the type of wife you want. You need a husband. You know the type of husband you want. You write it down and begin to thank God for it. Now, I'm not saying you should write a whole list of so much things, but you know what you don't want in your life. You know what you cannot tolerate in your life. So you begin to call the things that are not as if they are. You want to be excellent in your education, but every time you sit an exam, you fail. I want you to begin to speak against that spirit, that from this day forward, whatever is being taught, whatever I learn, I'm retaining. Whatever I go to sit an exam for, I am passing in the name of Yeshua, because he is with me. He said, if anyone lack wisdom, you should ask the Lord and he will give you all knowledge. And so knowledge and wisdom and understanding comes from the Holy Spirit. And the word of God says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. So you have to begin to speak to that diabetes and tell that diabetes, I am commanding you to be well in your body. My pancreas is functioning very well from this day forward. My metabolic system is functioning well in the name of Yeshua. Tell that heart, that hey heart, you have been called by God for a purpose. You are not being called to be defective, to cause me shortness of breath, to cause me pain, to cause me anguish. I am speaking to you, heart. You are perfect. You are beautiful. You are lovely. You are excelling in everything. You speak to that liver. You speak to that kidney that is giving you just dialysis upon dialysis. I'm not saying don't go to dialysis. You are going to dialysis, but you are speaking to your situation. One day you walk into that dialysis office and they'll tell you, you know what? You don't need the machine anymore. Your kidneys are perfect. See, you have to begin to call the things that are not as if they are. You know, that is faith. So what you want to see, you don't have to see it. You just call it. You don't call it with anything in mind, any stuff. Just call it and just move on and do your things you have to do. Yes, you may be struggling, but pain may come. And you may endure it for the night, but it will pass. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, it said. Piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It goes into your bones and your marrow, you understand? The word of God says that, he also said in Psalm 91, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Look at all these promises God has given us. They are just, if you look at it as just words, that's all it's going to be. But if you look at it as medicine, it will heal your body. It will change your life. It will change your perception. It will change your understanding. It will change everything in your life. Whether you have drug addiction, whether you have sexual addiction, whether you have greed, whether you have gluttony, whether you have any form of, you know, dissociative identities, whether you have schizophrenia, whether you have bipolar, whether you have obesity, no matter what your situation, I am telling you, your tongue has the power to change it. Because the word of God is in your mouth. The word of God, as you speak the word goes and it does whatever the Lord has spoken. You are just repeating the words of God. And the word of God is quick and powerful, like I told you. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. You understand? It pierces into the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Therefore, when you speak the word of God, you are realigning your body, your mind, your soul to everything. You are commanding those unclean spirits to leave you in the name of Yeshua. For some people, they speak immediately, things happen. For some people, they keep on speaking for days. For some people, they keep on speaking for months. For some people, they keep on speaking for years. But today, I'm telling you, we are not waiting for years, okay? Because Daniel prayed continuously and fasted for 21 days. And when finally he got the answer, apparently the angel of the Lord that was bringing forth his answer, the very day that he asked for his request, it was held up by the princes of Media and Persia. So, whatever is holding your blessing, whatever is holding your deliverance, whatever is holding your peace, whatever is holding your restoration, whatever is holding your land, whatever is holding your things, I command that thing to be broken in the name of Yeshua. I release your angelic force that is behind you. I am calling heaven and earth this very moment, and I'm partnering with you right now according to Matthew 18:19, that says anything that we agree upon as touching, and my voice is touching you right now. So I want you to touch my voice as you listen to me. At the sound of my voice, you're already in agreement with me in prayer. It will be done according to your will, according to my will, according to the will of God that is above all, according to his will. It is the will of God and his desire to heal you and to deliver you from whatever situation you are in. Whatever neglectful situation, whatever painful situation you are in, whether you are being kidnapped, whether you are committing, you are contemplating committing suicide, I command that spirit to leave you in the name of Yeshua. I release the angelic forces of God to come and intervene on your behalf right this very moment, to hear me, to hear you, to do according to the will of God in your life, because he sent his word and it didn't just heal them, it says it healed them and delivered them from their destructions. So whatever destructive mode that you are in right now, I command you to be free of it in Yeshua's mighty name. Now, I want you to join me to pray this prayer. Father God, I thank you for the things you have done in my life. I thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak life into my situation. Whatever situation is going on in my life, I am speaking life into it, and I'm breaking the spirit of the curse. I'm overturning it. I'm overturning things that are speaking in my life that are not moving. I am speaking by faith. Today, I am speaking according to how Adam named everything and it became what it was. Therefore, I am naming my situation. We are no longer poor. We are no longer blind. We are no longer obese. We are no longer sick. We are no longer fatigued. constantly. We are no longer high blood pressure, having strokes and having heart diseases and all of those things. We are no longer barren in our family. We are no longer going through all of these things. And we are commanding everything that you said in our lives that are positive, that are lovely, that are holy. According to Psalm 91, I thank you, Lord, that you have fulfilled your words in my life, that he was wounded for my transgressions, he was bruised for my iniquities, the chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. Yeshua, I thank you for doing all of this for me. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I decree and I declare, I am whole in Yeshua's mighty name. Shalom. This is Nade Bat El Elyon. NadeNi1@gmail.com. NadeNi1@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Shalom.